Today, ANZ ups the ante in the mortgage wars. Hello again, I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to our latest post covering finance and property news with a distinctively Australian flavour. ANZ today has put the cat among the pigeons by becoming the first big lender to cut its variable home loan rate for new customers as the banks slug it out for business in a tightening market. Hitherto, the focus has been on cutting fixed rate offers like the CBA did recently, which attracts a smaller segment of the market. So today we discuss this twist in the mortgage wars and consider the implications. And by the way, if you value the content we produce, please do consider joining our Patreon program, where you can support our ability to continue to make great content. Here is the link, and it's also in the comments below. The ANZ told mortgage brokers that it was bringing down its basic principal and interest home loan rate for owner-occupiers by 0.34 percentage points to 3.65%. Now, this is one of the lowest rates in the market, and it's ahead of NAB's basic rate of 3.69%. The ANZ offer only applies to new customers looking for a loan valued at 80% or less than the value of their property. Loan-to-value ratios above 80% will remain unchanged at 3.99%. The loan being promoted by the ANZ is a basic product, which does not include an offset account or credit cards. The bank is also cutting some of its fixed-rate loans by up to 24 basis points, following CBA's move to cut fixed rates on various 2- and 3-year fixed-rate loans by 10 basis points earlier this week. So, what's behind this move? Well, first, ANZ has in recent times been focusing on growing its owner-occupied mortgage book rather than looking towards investors. The focus on loan-to-value ratios below 80% is focusing in on the lower-risk borrowers, which first may give them more wiggle room should property prices continue to fall, and second, in addition, we know that the banks are focusing on the same below 80% LVR ratio loans because they expect the capital changes associated with those loans to reduce as the APRA risk revisions kick in. Then there has been a considerable fall in the bank bill swap rate in the past couple of weeks, down some 10 basis points. And this gives the banks some more flexibility, coupled with some further reductions in some deposit account savings rates. And it also comes at a time when small lenders have been eroding the market share of the big four banks. While non-bank lenders hold less than 8% of the mortgage market, their loan books have grown by about 14% over the year, while growth at the big four has been at a historically low level at around 1%. So the ANZ cut will put some pressure on the non-banks, and it is aimed at protecting market share, which is good news for some lower-risk customers. While there are some lower rates offered in the market by the big banks, they are generally so-called honeymoon deals that step up markedly after 2 or perhaps 4 years in the case of some fixed loan products. Ahead, we expect the differential between high-quality owner-occupied rates and investor loan rates to continue to increase. But the funding pressure on the banks has not gone away, and I still expect more mortgage rate hikes applied to existing loans, or the back book as it's known, down the track. The upcoming results season will give us a view of the true margin impact of higher funding and competition, and the overall impact on the lenders. We suspect CBA and Westpac are under the most pressure to hike rates ahead, but they are weighing up the potential political impact of so doing and the competitive dynamic created by ANZ's strong capital position and clear strategic intent. In the meantime, some borrowers can clearly benefit. If you like what you've heard here today, please share and like the post and add a comment or question. And if you want to join the growing band of subscribers who receive alerts when we release new posts, do subscribe now. I'm Martin North, the Principal Analyst of Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you again next time.